USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several wildfires are burning in California, but by far the largest is the Kincaid Fire in the northern part of the state, which is still out of control. Mike Parks with Cal Fire.
Currently, the fire stands at 16,000 acres. We have made 5% containment.
The fire in Sonoma County has forced at least 2,000 people to evacuate their homes. It's being fueled still by the strong Santa Ana winds. Massachusetts is taking ExxonMobil to court for misleading people for decades over the link between fossil fuels and climate change. The state attorney general filing the suit yesterday. The energy giant's facing a similar suit from New York, claiming Exxon scientists knew years ago that fossil fuels were hastening global warming, but the company lied to even their investors. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Chicago public school students missing day 7 of classes because of a teacher's strike. Union Chief of Staff Jennifer Johnson says she's still hoping the teachers will be back at the classrooms by Monday after a pretty good day at the bargaining table yesterday.
We're still working through our conversations around some of the key issues like class size and staffing, like pay for our experienced educators, like paraprofessional pay. And then there's still lots of little details.
The late U.S. Representative Elijah Cummings about to be laid to rest in Baltimore this morning. The Democrat died last Thursday at 68 from complications from longstanding health issues. The funeral in Baltimore comes after visitors poured into the U.S. Capitol yesterday to pay their respects to the lawmaker and civil rights activist who was the first African-American to ever lie in state at the Capitol. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is getting some support for a resolution he's authored that condemns the House impeachment inquiry against President Trump. The South Carolina Republican introducing the resolution that slams the inquiry for its secretive process, which he calls illegitimate. Graham calls it a rogue action that's a danger to the entire nation. The Houston Astros assistant general manager, Brandon Taubman, has been fired. The team announcing they've let him go because of comments that he made to female reporters. Taubman was accused of cheering the performance of Roberto Osuna. Osuna had been suspended over domestic violence allegations. The Astros then picked him up. The Astros in the middle of the World Series, 2 games behind the Washington Nationals. The series will resume this evening in Washington. And it looks like Halloween is really going to the dogs this year. Well, yeah, 29 million people are expected to dress up their pets next week. That comes to about $500 million spent just on pet costumes. The number is double what it was in 2010. A list by the National Retail Federation shows pumpkin costumes are the most popular for pets, followed by the always lovable hot dog costume. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.